This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora koutou. Welcome to another episode of Aratoi On Air. We're back after the fortnight break, and it's brilliant to be back in here, but the sun is shining today. The sun was not shining on the day that I interviewed today's interviewee. Kahu Khan is a visual artist, surfer, skater, photographer, based here in Otupoti, grown up here in Otupoti. He's a recent graduate from the Dunedin School of Art, and last week I had the wonderful privilege of speaking to him about his practice, about a little bit about skating and surfing, about the concrete jungle that we all live in, and about his upcoming exhibition at Te Tuhi, which is a gallery space up in Pakuranga in Tāmaki Makaurau. That is going to be running from this Saturday, the 9th of August, through to the 4th of October for 2 months there. So we had a really great kōrero, and we'll just get into it. This is Kahu Khan. Kia ora koutou, you are here listening on Aratoi On Air, and today with me I have a very special guest, Kahu Khan. Welcome, Kahu.
Kia ora, Nick.
How's it going today?
Yeah, I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing pretty well. We rehearsed that. So that should be really, really slick now. Horrible weather outside today, and it feels like it might be about to snow. You tried to go for a surf this morning.
Got up bright and early. Thought I was going to beat the wind. The forecast was saying 10 o'clock potentially. Drove over the hill from my house to Blackhead, and yeah, it was all blown out for the day, and it's just gotten stronger and stronger all day, so yeah.
Stink.
Inside day.
Inside day today, here at the beautiful ORFM studios. You live over in St. Clair, is that right?
Yep, just on the hill at St. Clair. Nice little flat, yeah.
Good spot for a surf mad person.
It's perfect until you've got too much mahi on and you can't surf, and you just have to look out and dream and imagine that you're surfing.
Lament.
Yeah. It's a little painful, but yeah, it is perfect.
Mean. Your mahi at the moment, you were saying the other day that you're out near Ravensbourne, is that right? Or you were working there?
Yeah. So it's sort of contract by contract work. So like each week's different, which is quite nice. I get quite bored like being in the same place over and over, so it sort of suits me pretty well. But yeah, we're just working at Ravensbourne. Doing some planting and like restoring this awa that like whitebait or inaka use to migrate down. So that was really fun and fulfilling work. So I'll finish with that for the week, and then we'll be somewhere else next week.
That's cool, and I guess a good opportunity to see different parts of the whenua as well.
Yeah, totally, actually. Been going to lots of like random little farms and sites that like I've lived here all my life, but like have never been to or never even heard of. And it's like, oh, like how come I never knew this was here? Just because it's like private land or whatever. I don't want to say a waste, but it's like, oh, come on. Like, why can't the rest of us just pop down? Yeah.
Kia ora. It sort of ties in quite nicely as well to some of the work that you've done with your mahi toi. I'm thinking about your, was your graduate exhibition at art school. Is it Bend? Is that right?
Yeah. Bend was the title for the whole show.
Yep. Yeah. And there were kind of lots of aspects of the Te Tai in that exhibition, weren't there?
Yeah, I guess kind of taking influence from Te Tai but thinking about it within like a contemporary sense, like, lots of Te Tai things and bits and bobs, eh? Like I think I had some Te Kauka.
Yep.
Cabbage trees in the exhibition, some tuna, some kind of like shell-like forms. Mm. Yeah.
I guess how for a lot of us, our taiao, our natural surroundings actually aren't like our beautiful bush and ngahere and the moana in lots of ways. It's actually, you know, buildings and roads, and that's kind of, in some ways, it's the taiao that we are probably more used to. A lot of people are.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it, actually. I think like our taiao that we find ourselves in every day isn't exactly what we would call te taiao, or we wouldn't use that word for it, but it's kind of what it's become for many of us. Yeah.
There's a little bit of kind of corridor, and I was looking at this on the Tetuhi write-up as well. You kind of speak to that joint whakapapa of your tupuna, of your waila tupuna, and then also your tupuna kaitahu as well.
Mm.
Is that kind of, I guess, meeting point in time, I guess, and also in worlds, is that quite a point of interest for you as an artist?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, those PowerShell nails and staples were like, yeah, definitely thinking about that intersection or coming together. Like, yeah, I think a lot of my work is sort of like just a bit of experimenting first with different materials and forms, and then kind of they somehow sort of come together in a way that I think sort of like reflects a lot of us. Like, we're all these sort of different parts, different pieces of our whakapapa that come together and intersect.
Mm.
And yeah, I think that's sort of often how I use materials within my work. Yeah, just the way they come together kind of naturally.
Do you have some sort of end concept idea in mind when you're working, or is it kind of explorative from woe to go?
Sort of a bit of both, really. I think I often have like an initial idea, and it's often a really bad idea, or like, I don't want to say bad actually, but like often just a really out there random idea, and then kind of just start somewhere with it and just start sort of playing around with it, and then I guess it all sort of like mashes up and kind of becomes something I like didn't expect it to often.
Mm.
And I think that usually leads to like, yeah, I guess it like surprises me and keeps me interested in my own practice actually. Yeah, like finding new outcomes that I wouldn't have thought of if I hadn't really gone through this whole process.
Yeah.
Yeah, so really a mix, really.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful. There's this piece of work that you've obviously been working on with the Paiawa nails and staples, and how it was a component of that exhibition that you did at the end of last year, and it's found its way into Whau as well, which is going to be on in Te Tuhi, but in a different form this time, eh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's sort of gone through three transformations, I guess. Like, the original concept sort of came from some carvings that I had done, sort of carving these tuna forms into fence posts that were in my graduate exhibition Bend. And I guess I was like, while I was doing this other mahi, I was like pulling out these nails from these fence posts, and I think at the same time I sort of was doing some stuff with Paiawa, and then they sort of just came together, I guess. I sort of was like, oh, I had this one nail in this other hand and this power shell in this other hand, and brought them together. Yeah, I guess more recently I've incorporated them into this new exhibition at Te Tuhi called Whau. Yeah, I think in my graduate exhibition those sort of forms came kind of right at the end. It was almost quite a last minute thing that I don't think I'd really like fully worked out what it was that I was making. So I guess it was just sort of taking that time to consider them a little more, and I guess I just had wanted to like document them in some sort of location, because I guess thinking about the nail form, it's sort of something that's quite common that you'll just find wherever. Like, I don't know, you walk down the street and you know there's some nail coming out of a wooden board or something, and kind of was like, oh, it'd be quite cool to put this like sort of delicate material I've been making into these sort of like unsuspecting spaces.
Mm.
Yeah. And then it was really just asking myself where I wanted these photographs to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
And I think bringing them into the city or cityscapes, I guess, it was sort of a way of like highlighting or showcasing these sort of areas or things that might often go forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think often thinking about like how our cities are built on a lot of our mahuka kai spaces or sites, and sort of just these things that go like maybe forgotten or unnoticed often within the hustle and bustle.
The photography aspect of the mahi for you, is that a newer thing, or is that something that's been kind of on the boil for a while, or
Yeah, I would say kind of been on the boil for a while. I think I didn't really do a lot of like painting or I guess like art at high school and school and stuff. But like I was really like into photography. So that was kind of my outlet throughout high school. And I remember me and my mate would just go around, like often go around the city and take photos. We're big skaters, so just like take photos skating of just buildings and stuff. So that sort of street photography is kind of, yeah, been on the boil for a while, but kind of something that's sort of taken the back seat in the last few years while I've been at art school hasn't kind of been, the main focus of my practice. So it was actually really nice to return to that. Just on the photography note as well, I used to do like lots of like gig photography and stuff for mates. So yeah, it's kind of quite nice to bring that like sort of less fine art side of my practice and sort of revisit that as well.
Yeah. Obviously, you would have grown up in a household with a lot of art around, a lot of appreciation for that. Do you remember a point at which you were like, oh, I make art, like it's a thing that I do?
Yeah, patai pai. Not really sure. I guess maybe not, actually. Sort of like, yeah, creativity has sort of always like been a thing for me as a kid. Like, I guess one thing I think back to is like making little like robots out of like cardboard boxes and stuff. But I don't know, it wasn't really like, ooh, I'm like an artist kind of thing. Yeah, I'm not really sure if I can think of like a specific moment like that. It's kind of always just been kind of just like life almost, eh? Or yeah. just like living creatively and just making things.
Yeah. Just something you do, eh?
Yeah.
And so I guess that transition, because you're saying you weren't really into the painting side of things in art through high school, but you did decide to go to art school.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, I never really thought I was any good at painting or anything. Probably, I still wouldn't say I'm any good at painting. but I guess like towards the end of school, I was like, yeah, super into the photography thing. I was doing textiles as well. My auntie was a textiles teacher. So I really loved that class. So I sort of had these other sort of kind of art practices, but like maybe not like traditional high school art, as you'd call it. So I think I was sort of, yeah, interested in those areas. And then I think I just remember going to the art school openings in Otiputi with a couple of my mates and, yeah, just like really enjoying it. And like, yeah, I guess I could just imagine myself there. So I was like, oh, yep, do that. Yeah, I think just speaking to some of the students that were already there and the lecturers, and I was like, yeah, these are my kind of people.
Tēnā rā tātou. You are listening to Aratoi On Air with your host, Nick. And today's interview has been with Kahu Khan. We're about halfway through, so I thought I'd take a little pause and go through the gig guide for this week, the Otsipotsi Hou gig guide. So today, Thursday, 6th of August, we have DJ Yemenite at Pearl Diver from 4:30, Jam Night at Dunedin Musicians Club at 5 o'clock, RK Music at 7 p.m. at Inch Bar. It's open mic night at the Dunedin Folk Club from 7:30, and it is jazz night at Pequeno from 8:30 tonight. Tomorrow night, we've got Kerosene, Austin Powerbottom, Mentally Jill, and Grin from 8 p.m., a wonderful night of drag at Inch Bar. And we have the Wild Cheetokakas. Oh my gosh, that's a tricky one to get at. The Wild Cheetokakas, Dougie and the Moon Rocks, and DJ Ectopic Beats at the Crown Hotel at 8 p.m., Subs Friday Jams at 10 p.m. at Suburbia, and Up All Night One Direction 16th Anniversary Party at 10 p.m. Catacombs. You know that's going to go hard. On Rahoroi, Saturday the 8th of August, we've got the Reluctant Dragon from 4 p.m. in the Otago Boys High School Auditorium, which is, I imagine, a school show of some description. Cat Cut and Steel from 7:30 p.m. at Inch Bar. And, oh no, the Reluctant Dragon, I think, is actually a classical music piece, so that'll be really cool. Francisco Griffin and the Bus Shelter Boys, Seek Help, Rotom Washing Machine at 8 p.m. at the Crown, Ronnie Stash and the Resistance, Skin Thief, Jay Callender at 8 p.m. at Dunedin Musicians Club, and the Days, Purple Dog and Cleo's from 8pm at Pearl Diver. And finishing up the week, St Kilda Brass and the Saints go marching on from 2pm at the Kings and Queens Performing Arts Centre, Big Jazz Apple at 4:30pm at Inch Bar, and Reed and Kay Hudson from 7:30pm at the Dunedin Folk Club. And that is the gig guide for the week. So, without any further ado, here's part two of Kahu Khan.
The world of surfing, which is a whole massive thing in and of itself, and the world of skating as well, and this other world of art that you live within. How do you find those aspects of your life crossover, and do you find that they inform each other very much?
I think they do inform each other, like maybe not in the most obvious way. Like I'm not always like making waves or anything like in my art practice or surfing with a paintbrush or anything.
I mean, we paint surfboards, man.
yeah. But yeah, I think they do inform each other in a way. Like the surfing thing is a really like kind of calming thing, which sort of like just often gives me space to think, and is sort of just a good excuse to get out on Te Taiao. And so I guess I go out and do that and then go back into the studio sort of like refreshed. Yeah, and I think like those communities, like surfing community, skating community, it's kind of like a very like do-it-yourself kind of attitude, and I think that sort of informed my art practice quite a bit, particularly in the way that I often use materials, kind of like salvaging. I think that's kind of come from that, like, I don't know, like skating, you just like find a piece of wood and you sort of make your own fun with it, kind of like you set it up however you want it. Yeah, and I think those communities are often kind of sort of creative communities in their own way. So I think like within those spaces there was always sort of, yeah, this kind of other side of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thinking to what you were talking about before with this upcoming exhibition, File, and photography and filming, I guess, a bit, probably with your skating as well.
Yeah.
The backdrop of those, I imagine, a lot of it probably would have been cityscapes, right?
And yeah.
So I can, yeah, see how that, I don't know, maybe has also informed a bit of maybe the interest of your eye or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good point, mentioning your eye. I think, like, taking it back to the skating thing again, eh? I think just you're out in the city and you're always just sort of looking in kind of a different way. That's like a quote-unquote normal person would be looking. Like, you're always looking for, like, ooh, I could skate that, or this looks cool. And just that, noticing in kind of a different way and sort of...
I'm not a skater, but I have played Tony Hawk's Underground 2 Remix.
Oh, yeah. And you get it.
If I've been playing that too much and I go out in the real world, I go, I could grind that.
Yeah, totally, eh? It's kind of cool. It's just like another perspective, eh? And just like kind of looking at things that most people would go like, it's just like a stair set, but you've kind of got this other sort of eye for it, yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, File is coming up. It's opening soon, eh?
Yeah, opening the 8th of August, I believe.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Are you going out for the opening?
I am unfortunately not. I've got something else on, but will try and get up for the closing. It is in Tamaki Makaurau, which is a little bit of a mission. So not just being lazy.
Elusive artist.
Yeah.
You're going to be creating a whole, you know, a whole image about yourself.
Who is this guy?
He doesn't go to his own opening.
Yeah.
What the heck? That's really exciting, though. And how long is the exhibition open for?
Good question. I can check in a second if you like, but I'm pretty sure it's on for a month.
Oh, nice. If people want to, obviously you have your Instagram up, which has a bit of your mahi on it. I was having a look before and I was checking out some of the images from your exhibition at the end of last year, and also some earlier stuff, maybe from a previous year at art school, Camo Pants.
Oh,
yeah. With the name.
Yeah, Camo Pants. That was... quite a fun little project I did for my second year, end of year exhibition.
Yep.
It featured, I think, three sets of pants that were made from kind of weird materials. I think I had a pair of harakeke pants, fence post pants, and corrugated iron pants.
This is making me think of Alice in Wonderland a little bit.
Yeah, totally, actually. Yeah.
Or maybe Avatar, like different elemental pants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, Yeah, you put like a pair of pants on and then you sort of get that pants's power or something. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm the Harakeke bender.
Yeah.
Maybe you can just like weave things with your mind.
Yeah, by force, eh?
That'd be cool. That'd be real cool. I just thought as well, you've been on a big trip earlier this year.
Yeah, so at the start of the year I went to India for a month and a half. Kind of central India, Maharashtra was the state. That was pretty awesome actually. Went on a scholarship through the Polytech and super lucky to just go around and check it all out. Very different to down here. Just like busy and hot and millions of people, like never seen so many people.
What was the kaupapa behind that trip?
It was an indigenous food scholarship. It was kind of a range of things. It involved a range of things. Like we got to visit a lot of schools over there, schools and colleges, and connect with some of their students. I think one of the highlights for me was we got to go to a village a few hundred kilometres or whatever from Mumbai City, which is one of the biggest cities in the world. And sort of learn about their traditional food gathering processes, which was really interesting for me. Seeing like, I guess here we're real big on our kaimoana, but over there it was lots of kind of root veggies. But that was really special, and just to be taken through the forest and learn about their ways of living. And pretty crazy to be like experiencing that so close to, one of the biggest cities in the world.
Food is one of those things that is a bit of a building block of culture, eh? Like you say here with our kaimoana.
Yeah, well, it's everywhere, eh? Everyone's got to eat. It's very universal. Yeah.
Put that on a T-shirt.
I'm sure there's a T-shirt with that on it somewhere.
Yeah. Has it sparked anything for you since coming back with your practice? Have you found that it's just create any points of curiosity maybe for you to explore in your own work?
Yeah, I guess just like seeing that sort of like very different side of the world to like what I've like grown up in. Seeing how busy it is and sort of how like everything is go, go, go. And
just thinking about the question, it's kind of a hard question because I think big trips like that can take a lot of time to unpack.
Yeah.
I don't know how you find with artistic process, but sometimes it's like, actually, I didn't even know that I was kind of channeling that thing until the work was finished.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, it was kind of maybe about that thing that I've been thinking about.
Totally, eh? I should have an answer for that because I think everyone, I've been asked that multiple times, like how has it changed you or how... Quite a big question. And like you feel a bit silly saying like, oh, I don't know, but it's like often hard to like know exactly what it's done to you, but like how it like influences who you are.
And it's like a perspective shift, eh? Like, and it can be really hard to actually like what?
I think it's often quite subtle as well. Like it's not like, oh, I'm this whole new person now or anything. It's just just kind of more of a little thing.
You've had a new experience.
Yeah.
You hadn't had before.
Yeah.
I'll consider that over the next period of my life and be like,
Exactly, yeah.
If people want to check out more of your work, they can go to your Instagram. Do you have a website?
Nah, not at this current moment. maybe in the future.
Mean. If they want to buy cool stuff that you make, like the Paiwa nails or the staples, which are very cool. Can they do that?
Potentially.
Just have to meet you in a back alley somewhere.
Yeah, behind the BP.
You're cool.
You can reach out at my Instagram. Yeah, always open to ideas or queries. And maybe it's some exhibitions in the future.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Kahu, for coming in and having a chat today. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Main. Shot, Nick.
Kia ora nō koutou. That was my interview with Kahu Khan, last week. It was absolutely lovely to talk to him, and it was lovely to share that interview with everyone listening. If you want to listen again, you'll be able to listen to on your favourite podcasting site. And until next fortnight, stay safe. Mā te wā.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.